I'm the Boogeyman, and I'm coming to get you.
Tonight on the Yes for Wrestling radio show, in his first ever Australian interview, WWE superstar Marty Wright, aka the Boogeyman, joins me on the show. He talks about his WWE career as well as a possible WWE return. Plus, I give you all the latest breaking wrestling news from around the world, as well as your favourite segment of the show, Local Slam, where I promote all the latest independent wrestling shows happening around the world. Welcome to the Yes for Wrestling radio show.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hello everyone, welcome to this episode of the Yes for Wrestling radio show. I am your host, one of the youngest radio hosts in Australia, Jason Dibber. Well, what a show we have planned for you guys. We have a WWE superstar on the show. It is pretty much a dream come true for me to interview a WWE superstar. His name's Marty Wright. You guys might know him as the Boogeyman. Of course, he's one of the most unique WWE superstars in history, so it should be good. We have a big show, as just mentioned. I've got some breaking news concerning one of the WWE superstars who just got suspended as of today, so that should be interesting. I'll get to that in just a second. And we also have the segment called Local Slam, where I promote all the latest independent wrestling shows all around the world in places like Australia, the UK, America, and Canada as well. So it should be a good show. But right now, before I get to the Boogeyman interview, I'm just going to go through the latest breaking news from the wrestling world. This comes from NoDQ.com. Ricardo Rodriguez is the guy I was talking about that got suspended. This was from WWE.com earlier today. In accordance with its talent wellness program, WWE has suspended Jesus Rodriguez, Ricardo Rodriguez, for 30 days, effective immediately for his first violation of the company's policy. Well, I certainly didn't expect this one coming. Ricardo seems like a really nice guy. You know, I don't know what went wrong with this whole situation, but from all reports, he took I think something to do with muscle relaxers, if I'm not wrong. But I'm not sure if that's correct or not. But Ricardo Rodriguez is suspended. There you go, guys. In other news, there's going to be possibly a Sting return, as seen on this week's Raw. WWE included current TNA star Sting in their video packages, looking back at former World Heavyweight Champions. F4WOnline.com reports that Sting was included in those video packages for a reason. Word is that Sting is once again interested in joining WWE. While he hasn't opened direct negotiations with the company, he has sent feelers to WWE about joining them. There is said to be a lot of confidence on WWE's side that Sting will be on their roster eventually. Well, that's big news. I mean, Sting is obviously one of the greatest wrestlers in history, and just to see, you know, a lot of wrestling fans really want to see Undertaker versus Sting at WrestleMania. Could we possibly see an Undertaker versus Sting match at next year's WrestleMania? Who knows? But it's only rumors for now. It's not to be official yet, so who knows what could happen. Also, we have the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, and Roddy Piper. They were both featured on Celebrity Wife Swap. The show also featured Flair's wife Wendy and Piper's wife Kitty, so make sure you check that out. I believe it was on the ABC channel in America, but it should be up on YouTube by now, so definitely check that out. Also, we have some sad news coming in during the week. I'm sure most of you know this, but Matt Osborne, who played the original Doink the Clown, died at a local hospital on Friday, according to a report by NBC News in Dallas, Texas. Osborne was found unresponsive by his girlfriend in their apartment, according to police. He was then transported to a local hospital where he died. You know, this is obviously very tragic. You know, I would like to send my condolences to his family and friends for this tragic loss. You know, a lot of these incidents happen with wrestlers dying way too young, and it's just, you know, what can we do? Apparently the death was accidental, so but yeah, my condolences go out to Matt and his family. And on a happy note, just like to end this segment on a happy note, WWE announced that Natalya and Tyson Kidd were married. The couple, who were actually married months back, had a wedding film this past week that will air on an upcoming episode of Total Divas reality show. Total Divas premieres on E! On July 28th. Well, I'm very, very happy for Natalia and Tyson King. Congratulations to them too for tying the knot, so to speak. And it's very good to hear, you know, typical Canadians right there getting married. It's very nice to see. So right now, guys, I'm just going to take a quick commercial break before I go to my interview with the Boogeyman. So we'll be right back. Don't go away. My interview with the Boogeyman is coming up next.
Falling off a ladder. Unexpected. Embarrassing.
Got this.
And shocking. But in WWE, it's the only way to reach the top. WWE Money in the Bank, Sunday, July 14th, live on pay-per-view.
I'm the Boogeyman, and I'm coming to get you.
All right, guys, I am here with a very special guest. He is a WWE superstar. His name is Mighty Wright. You guys might know him as the Boogeyman. How you doing, brother?
Fantastic, brother. How are you? How are you out there listening?
Very, very good, actually. I really appreciate you being on the show tonight. Really, really appreciate it, man.
No, I appreciate you having me.
Thank you so much. Well, first of all, what have you been doing with yourself over the past few years? As we know, you have been involved in various independent wrestling companies. So what have you been doing in the past few years?
Still honing in on my craft, still being Boogeyman, working on a few other projects, working on my own Boogeyman's Bedtime Stories, like it Tales of the Crypt TV show on Sci-Fi Channel, mm-hmm. which I'm actually just finished taping the last episode for that, where I host a horror show, but it's like for bedtime stories, 15-20 minute segments, depending upon what time slot's available on the Sci-Fi Channel here in America. Mm-hmm. And I was just actually on the Slammys Award with WWE in 2012 in December.
That's right. So, as you just said, you made an appearance at the WWE Slammy Awards where you made your return. What was that like, coming back to WWE after being absent from the company for about 3 years?
Jason, I must tell you, I will never die. The Boogeyman will always multiply. I've been here since the beginning of time.
Oh, that's the Boogeyman, all right.
So, no, but it's not only just to give you a little quick taste. Look forward to seeing some upcoming shows that I can't really express right now, but it's not over. Like I said, Boogeyman's been here since the beginning of time.
Oh, so the Boogeyman's not dead yet.
No, definitely not.
Awesome. Definitely look forward to that. What are your thoughts on the current WWE product? You know, with it being PG and all now, and obviously being a bit different since you were there. So what's your opinion on the current WWE product?
Well, it's a big difference right now. And I mean, the way things are, I think there are cycles in everything that we do here in life on this planet. But, you know, it's like it's a different cycle in terms of it's gotten away from the gimmicks, so to speak, and as far as the entertainment side on that aspect, you know. But I say all in all, WWE is a number one forum to go out and open up the doors and do other things and entertain at a very international level. So, you know, as far as the product is concerned, I mean, it's something that will never die. I think it's something that every family has an impact on every family, with, as far as your fathers and sons, aunts and uncles and so forth, get together and watch WWE. So it's a big-time family event, and it's one of the best forums in the world to be a part of. to have an opportunity to go out there and perform on that international level. So, I mean, in that aspect, it's great. It's done that, but it's gotten away from getting excited, and I suspect that to change very soon.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely hope that happens. Is there any wrestler at the moment that you would like to really step in the ring with? You know, guys like Daniel Bryan or CM Punk.
Every last one of them. You know, all the guys that I've worked with in the past, from JBL, Booker T, you know, Mark Henry, you know, William Regal, you know, Rey Mysterio. I can go on and on. These guys are, you know, all these guys that I've stepped in the ring with are extremely professional. And anybody that comes along after that, underneath their wing, I'd be more than happy to go out there and put on a show.
Oh, absolutely.
Put on a show. But Undertaker would be an honor to actually work with Undertaker. Without a doubt. I've worked with Kane, and like I said, everyone that I've worked with are extremely professional. I mean, they all made the Boogeyman possible, solidified that, so to speak. It's a two-way street, you know, so without them doing what they're doing, being such great performers, kind of put over and solidified the character that which I created, the Boogeyman, so to speak, which I brought a face to it. Not so much create, because like I said before, Boogeyman has been here since the beginning of time, and every culture, every aspect of living in the world, just as it's been in Australia. What do you guys, do you guys have a certain thing for a Boogeyman or somewhat a mystical creature that you may call it other than Boogeyman?
No, that's pretty much it. We do have a really hardcore superstar down here. His name's Cracker Jack. He's sort of your typical ECW hardcore sort of superstar. So we don't really have a Boogeyman sort of gimmick there, unfortunately, but you never know. Maybe we might be able to bring you down to Australia.
Yes, bring me down for a show, man. I would love to come down. You have a beautiful country, by the way. When I was on the roster, on a more active roster, we toured there in Australia and New Zealand. Your country's extremely beautiful, man. I love Australia.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, in terms of WWE tours in Australia, we do get them once a year, unfortunately, which is, you know, due to the schedule of the WWE superstars and all that. But we would really, you know, I think benefit from a live taping of Raw or SmackDown. That would just be awesome. But who knows what can happen in the near future.
Yes, who knows what can happen in the future? Who knows what can happen? That's right. So don't give up on Boogeyman just yet.
I definitely won't. Now, when I was younger, when I was watching WWE TV every week and I would see you on TV, I used to always be terrified of you. No offense. I used to be terrified of you and those damn worms. Now, please tell me, what was the deal with those worms? Were they real? Would you actually eat worms?
Are you kidding me? Of course they were real, man. As a matter of fact, Jason, sometimes I scare myself, okay? All right? Sometimes I scare myself, but the worms were only one aspect of one dimension of WWE, of Boogeyman. It's only one aspect, one area. I mean, there's much more to Boogeyman besides just so much more I hold in that little satchel, that little pouch of worms. I have yet to reveal what is coming next.
Oh, I look forward to that. It should be good. It should be good.
No, it will be good. Yes, I assure you.
Definitely. I can't wait for it. So now we're just going to get to some quick questions from our listeners who wanted to ask you a few questions. My first question comes from Jake McDermott. He asks, what was it like wrestling in front of that huge crowd at WrestleMania? The WrestleMania he's referring to is obviously WrestleMania 22.
Jake McDermott?
Yep.
Yes, well, brother Jake and everyone else that's listening, man, it was like a dream come true. The world, WrestleMania is the Super Bowl of wrestling. Absolutely. There are some guys that have been wrestling all their lives, 10, 12, 15, 20 years, that have never had an event or had a match in WrestleMania. And to be a part of that event and to be able to be a contributing asset of that attribute of that event was was overwhelming. It was an honor indeed to be able to walk down that ramp in WrestleMania, the pinnacle of all shows. This show of shows, man. I mean, it was a dream come true, you know. And I cherish the moment. That's one thing no one can ever take away. And I did that within a short period of time that I was on the active roster. So, you know, it's anything can happen. Just like you said, anything can happen in life if you just believe in yourself and be honest with yourself and do the work that you need to do to make that dream a reality. If you follow those guidelines, no matter how long it may take you, as everyone knows that I started very late, yeah, somewhat as a professional wrestler at the age of 40.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it was a dream come true, man, and I cherish that moment. You know, it's overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I went to WrestleMania 29 just this year in New York, New Jersey, and that, you know, in itself, that was just an amazing event all around. And, you know, nothing's bigger than WrestleMania. You know, we have here in Australia the Australian Rules Football. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Yes.
That sport is really big down here, especially here in Melbourne. But you know, in terms of when you go to America and you see WrestleMania, it's pretty much on the same spectacle as Australian rules football here in Australia. It's crazy, absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it was a real honor. It was a real honor, man. I cherish that particular moment. I cherish that moment, brother.
Oh, definitely. So the next question comes from Hardy Malhotra. He asks, how was it working with Fit Finlay?
Fit Finlay, the most extreme professional. This guy was completely awesome. Fit Finlay is the man with the shillelagh, the extreme professional. I had the best time working with him. I couldn't have learned enough, you know, and I'm sure that we will meet again, and I'm sure that I'll be continuing my education with him in the ring eventually. But yeah, he was extreme professional. It was awesome working with him, and that was one of the best times of my career working with Fit Finlay. You know,
exactly.
There's nothing bad I can say. I mean, there's nothing bad anyone can say about Fit Finlay. He is like the master, the guru. You know,
yeah.
So when it comes to, you know, for in ring work or just telling a good story, you know, and he like I said, it was an honor to work with him too. All this stuff is like a dream come true, brother.
Absolutely.
All these guys I grew up watching on TV, and here it is. I'm actually standing across the ring from him, you know, in my adult life or my, you know, it was an honor, man. It was a real honor, real honor. It taught me a lot. It taught me a lot.
Definitely. I can imagine how good of a feeling that must have been for you.
Go ahead.
So the next question comes from Vince Malabi. He asks, was it all worth it getting tattoos, horns, eating worms, and having your teeth knocked, even though you are no longer in the WWE?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm not in, because I will always be part of the WWE.
Yeah.
I will always be, maybe not active, but somewhat on the inactive, you know, in a sense. Was it all worth it? Yes, it was definitely worth it. It was definitely worth it because it was something that I manifested, something that I created, okay, that makes me a true believer in, like, if you just believe it, you know, you can make it happen, you know, and it's like when I'm dead and gone, you know, live on. I mean, there will be a likeness. A kid can go to, you know, go on eBay or a store or something and buy some of the merchandise that they printed off my manifestation, off my thought that was just a seed in my head. But now it's a toy underneath the Christmas tree or a birthday gift or, you know, or for whatever. Or it's in the history books. You know, it's in, you know, WWE encyclopedia, you know. So when I'm dead and gone, anyone wants to say, who was Marty Wright? What was Marty Wright? What did he do? And I'm dead and gone. When I can't speak up for myself, they can go back and see that.
Yeah.
Okay, something that I had such of a positive, something more of a positive impact on people's lives on a very worldwide aspect, more so than me being out there doing it on my own, touching, talking to people that I don't know, that I have yet even met. you know, just as what we're doing right now. Because if I didn't have that opportunity, I wouldn't be speaking to you right now. So, yes, just to have this opportunity to speak with you and to all your listeners, you damn right it was worth it. You damn right it
was worth it. So, our final question from the listeners, it's from Twitter, actually, at Josh Backers. He asks, how long did it take to do your face paint before a match?
Ooh, my paint, man, you're talking about method. It is, my paint is a whole different world. You know, and I'm glad. What's his name again?
Josh Backers.
Josh Backers, I appreciate him. Glad that you did not say makeup. Because girls wear makeup. I wear paint. And it was my war paint. To be exact, it's latex paint. And it takes me approximately 2 hours or so prior to the show, that depending upon how many layers of latex paint that I would apply to my skin.
Exactly, man. Makeup is for women, man.
Yes, I don't wear, makeup. Make girls wear makeup.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Marty, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I really do appreciate it. You're just a legend, and we really hope to see you in the WWE really soon.
Beautiful. Jason, thank you so much, man. Like I said, you guys get on there, dude. Push for it, you know what I mean? Tweet for it. Put it out there. Power comes in numbers, man. And there's one thing that you can be guaranteed is that you will definitely be get something that you can take to your grave, something that you will never, ever forget if you ever brought me back in terms of Australia on TV or whatever. You will always be entertained. I will always leave you with something that you'll never forget, whether it's a worm or a laugh or maybe even a cry. Just remember, the boogeyman will never die.
He said it right there. Ladies and gentlemen, there he is, the boogeyman. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the boogeyman in the flesh right there. Once again, would like to thank Marty for coming on the show. It was an absolute honor to interview him. And as you mentioned, he might be on his way back to the WWE. Who knows? Why don't we help him out? I would love to start a trend on Twitter. If you guys could, please tweet at WWE with the hashtag #WeWantBoogeyman, because I think we can definitely get the boogeyman back in the WWE with the power of social media now. It's so very big. We can definitely get the boogeyman back. Thank you so much, Marty, for coming on the show. Hope you guys enjoyed that interview. And it was just an awesome interview. Just a career highlight for me, no doubt about that. So right now, though, we're coming off the boogeyman interview. It's hard to top that. But we're going to go to our weekly segment here called Local Slam. Here I will promote all the latest independent wrestling companies from around the world. We will start off with Canada. Here we got two events, actually, from Elite Canadian Championship Wrestling. One will be held at Elks Hall 49 at Port Coquitlam. I hope I pronounced that right. That will be in Canada on Friday, July the 5th at 8 p.m. It will be featuring Colt Boom Boom Cabana. He will be there. He will also be appearing at a second show the night after in the same company, Elite Canadian Championship Wrestling, at the Russian Community Center in Vancouver. It will be on Saturday night, July the 6th at 7:30 p.m. once again featuring Colt Cabana. So definitely get down to those shows. You know, you got one of the greatest independent wrestlers in the world, so definitely check him out there. We'll now move on to the USA. We start off with the Ring of Honor. Their show, A Night of Hoopla, at 115 Bourbon Street in Chicago, Illinois, on Thursday, July the 11th at 7:30 p.m. It was advertised on their poster that parental guidance is strongly recommended. But nevertheless, the main event is a intergender six-person tag team match. And it will be featuring Michael Elgin in this match. So definitely get down to Ring of Honor, one of the most notable wrestling companies in the world. We also got East Coast Wrestling Association. It will be held at the Greater Newark Boys and Girls Club in Newark, Delaware, on Saturday night, July 13th at 7 p.m. It is the Aiden Chambers Farewell Show and Hall of Fame induction. I personally don't know who Aiden Chambers is, but it is his farewell show. He is a wrestler, so definitely get down to that show if you're in Delaware during that night. So definitely get down to that. And we also got Combat Zone Wrestling, CZW, at their show, New Heights 2013, which will be held at the Flyers Skate Zone in Voorhees, New Jersey, Saturday night, July 13th at 7:30 p.m. You know, definitely one of the most hardcore wrestling promotions in the world. Get down to see some hardcore wrestling right there. And of course, TNA Impact Wrestling, their base brawl event at Coney Island's MCU Park in Brooklyn, New York, this Friday night, July the 5th at 7:30 p.m. Of course, it's featuring all your favorite TNA stars, so why wouldn't you not go to that? So definitely get down to that if you're in New York for a TNA base brawl event. Now we go off to the UK. One of their companies, All Star Wrestling, which will be held at the Winter Gardens Pavilion in Blackpool, Thursday, 18th of July. So get down to that one. And we move to Scotland now, also a part of the UK, WrestleZone Scotland. Their show, Proving Grounds 2013, at the Cancry Community Centre in Aberdeen. In Aberdeen, Washington? No, it's Aberdeen, Scotland. It's Saturday, July 13th at 7:30 p.m. It's being advertised, the main event, the biggest tag title match in history, is set for this show, so get on down to that if you're in Scotland for that one. And finally, I'd like to finish off with Australia. Of course, we got Explosive Pro Wrestling, their show Vendetta, at the Body Slam Central in Perth, Western Australia, Saturday, July the 6th at 6:30 p.m. to see some good old wrestling down in Perth. And finally, my hometown of Melbourne, Melbourne City Wrestling, their show Fight to Survive, at the Tullamarine Public Hall in Melbourne, Victoria, Saturday, July 13th at 7:30 p.m. Some of the best wrestlers in Australia are a part of Melbourne City Wrestling, so get down to that. You can see Mike Peterson, Adam Brooks, Cracker Jack, as well as many others. It was, of course, the place where WWE superstar now, Matt Silver, who is currently in NXT, good luck to him. I wish him all the best in whatever he's doing at the moment in NXT. Hopefully we can see him on the main roster soon. But Melbourne City Wrestling was his home and where he wrestled at various events down here in Melbourne. So, you know, get your support for Matt Silver. Hopefully he can get a big push in the next few months. We have to see how he goes in NXT. We obviously got NXT diva Emma, who's another Australian from Melbourne. So we got Matt Silver, now we got Emma down there at NXT. The Aussie wrestlers are growing now, so hopefully we can gain a good reputation among the WWE with some of the great Aussie talent that will be coming in the next few years. So there it is, guys. That wraps up my local slam segment, and that wraps up my radio show for tonight. What a radio show it was. I really want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. It was an honor to interview Marty Wright, aka the Boogeyman. He was obviously hinting at a WWE return. Hopefully we get to see him back. Don't forget to tweet about it. Tweet at WWE with the hashtag WeWantBoogeyman to let them know that we want to see Boogeyman back in the WWE, which would be awesome to see. You know, you never know. We might be able to get a match between Boogeyman and one of the members of the Wyatt family who will be debuting next week on Raw. So that should be definitely an interesting match. I would love to see a Boogeyman versus Bray Wyatt match. What about you guys? So, yeah, and I'd like to finish off by quickly promoting a few of my social networks. We obviously got my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/JasonDibber, for all the updates on myself and this radio show. And follow me on Twitter, @JasonDibber. Tweet me what you thought about tonight's show, if there's anything I need to improve on, or what you guys think about my overall show, and as well as my YouTube channel, Mr. Jason Dibber. Get down to watch some of my videos there. There's a lot more coming in the next few weeks. And I would also like to finish off by announcing another former WWE superstar who will be on this very show at the end of July coming up. He is a former WWE superstar. He is my good friend. His name's Paul London. And he will be on this show at the end of July. The date will be announced very, very soon. If you have any questions you want to ask Paul, please tweet me them, or go to my Facebook page and post on my Facebook page any questions you may have for Paul, and I'll be glad to ask him for you guys. So that wraps up my show tonight, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget to tweet hashtag We Want Boogeyman. That's certainly what we want to see. So thank you guys for listening. And stay tuned to my radio show. Coming up the end of the month, we got Paul London, as well as the complete results from Money in the Bank. So it's going to be the biggest show I've ever had, even bigger than this one. So stay tuned for that. Thank you guys for listening. Bye-bye.